USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Ukraine is not claiming responsibility for the truck bomb attack that partially destroyed sections of the bridge linking Crimea to Russia, the rail and road link Moscow uses to supply its troops in southern Ukraine. Ukrainian Member of Parliament Alexei Gonjarenko responded this way when asked in a BBC interview whether his government fears reprisals from Russia.
We are not afraid of Russia anymore after February 24. So they are doing everything they can to kill us and to destroy us. They are committing genocide against Ukrainians.
A Russian missile barrage that crumbled apartment buildings and houses in Ukraine's city of Zaporizhia killed at least 17 people and wounded dozens, Ukrainian officials said Sunday, as Moscow strained to enforce its takeover of illegally annexed territory. The blasts that collapsed at least one high-rise residential building and blew out the windows of others came from six missiles launched in Russian-occupied areas of the Zaporizhia region, the Ukrainian Air Force said. The region is one of four Russia claimed as its own this month, but the regional capital remains under Ukrainian control. Former U.N. ambassador criticizes President Biden.
Former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, has weighed in on President Joe Biden's Armageddon warning on Russian President Vladimir Putin's threats to use nuclear weapons.
Every time he speaks, it's just unproductive because on one side, you're putting fear in Americans, which is not helpful. On the other side, if he knows Putin so well, he would know he should not be saying this is Armageddon because Putin is hearing that. When President Trump was in office, you didn't see these dictators doing this because there wasn't the weakness that we're seeing today.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Nearly every significant military gain for Ukrainian interests in the war with Russia has been met with jubilation from Ukrainians and their supporters who flood social media with celebratory memes. The blast on Saturday morning that damaged the vital Kerch Strait Bridge that links the Crimean Peninsula to Russia was no exception. The bridge has both practical and symbolic resonance, as it is not only a critical supply line for Russian forces in the country's south, but also a personal passion project for President Vladimir Putin. Happy cosplay fans dressed to the nines are packing New York's Javits Center this weekend for the East Coast's largest pop culture convention, the New York Comic Con, this year back to full capacity after the pandemic. An estimated 200,000 people are expected for the four-day event, up 50,000 from last year. Matt Batkez, who made his 10th appearance as Batman at the event Friday, said it's great to see old friends again.
I'm a seasoned veteran. I've been doing this for a long time, so I already know what to expect. But the friends I've made over the years, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to see people I haven't seen since COVID started.
Alabama was plagued by turnovers and other mistakes and once again was pushed to the brink by Texas A&M, this time with Bryce Young watching from the sideline. Things turned out differently, though, this time. Jason Milroe threw for 3 touchdowns in his first start, and number one Alabama made a final goal line stand to escape with a 24-20 victory over Texas A&M Saturday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.